Blog Talk Radio.
Landline, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening
via the internet. Thank you guys for tuning in right there on my show page. And you guys that are on my show, excuse me, that are on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon if you haven't already. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. When I put out show notes about the show, you'll get those show notes immediately, and you'll know what the show's about, what time the show is, and all. Okay? So go ahead and do that for me and become a follower of the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's word of the day, guys, is Morgan Addict. Morgan Addict. MORGANAPIC. Morgan Addict. Morgan Addict. Morgan Addict is an adjective, and it means of, relating to, or being a marriage between a member of a royal or noble family and a person of inferior rank, in which the rank of the inferior partner remains unchanged and the children of the marriage do not succeed to the titles, fiefs, or entailed property of the parent of higher rank. Now, what kind of frackle-knackle is that? Morgan Addict. Okay, so what that means is, say for instance, like Prince Harry or whatever. If Prince Harry were to marry some girl that he met in school that wasn't something of a royal family, she was inferior to him, but he fell in love with her. They got married. They had a baby. But the baby cannot succeed his daddy. Cannot succeed his dad's title. Why not? I don't get that. Morgan Addict. All right, that's what it means. That's what it means, okay? Anyway, so he can't marry, the prince can't marry a ordinary Joe Blow, I guess. The queen's daughter can't marry an ordinary Joe Blow, I guess. Someone who's inferior. I don't get that one. Anyway, let's move on with the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today, guys, in the ATL, we have 64 degrees today with a low of 45 with a chance of shower. We have a kind of overcast day today, a slight chance of shower, but may not be today, but definitely showers on tomorrow with a high of 52 on Friday and a low of 41. But this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at 55, 61 degrees as our highs and 28 and 34 as our lows for Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday and Sunday should be very, very nice days and good days for the weekend. But today and tomorrow will look like a chance of shower today and a great good chance of shower, over 50% on Friday. Again, right now it's 50 outside and we're looking at going all the way up to 64 degrees today. So that's a pretty nice day, guys. Although it's overcast, still not cold. All right? We're looking at 64 degrees in January in the ATL. That's the way it is. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled Deflategate. What do you think should happen to the New England Patriots? And so let's discuss what has happened since the NFL found out that the footballs were deflated so that they could handle them better in the weather situation that they had in New England on Sunday. Okay? So what do you think the NFL's offense should do as far as punishment for the team? Okay? What do you think? All right, what do you think should happen to the team? Or what do you think the NFL should do to the team? Now I have a caller from the 646 area code. The first three digits are 824. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Frank. This is Norman Hardaway. Happy New Year to you and yours. As far as I'm calling from, I forgot where I'm calling. I'm calling from Trenton, New Jersey. And with the deflate, I really don't look at the news. But
what's up?
I guess it's true. I kind of heard about the deflate gate and this, that, and other. But I'm just telling you, the New England Patriots, they put a whooping on them boys behind. And, whether it was a flat ball, a full ball or not, they got good God. They put the town on them.
Yeah.
if the New England Patriots can play with a deflated ball, the other team, I don't even know who it was, they beat them so bad, they can play with a deflated ball too. This society is ridiculous. They teach the young people that whenever you don't like something, you can cry about it, and that's gonna make us a weaker society. It's ridiculous. It's just utterly ridiculous. They cry about everything. They cry about this. They cry about that. When the team get beat so bad that they did the same thing with Peyton Manning. Okay, he old. Of course he gonna he can't have it on every he's not gonna have it every year. He's nearing his mid-30s, if not 40. So I just don't get it, Frank. I haven't read, I haven't looked at ESPN because, they just keep talking about the same thing over and over, and I can't take it no more. But, so it is true about the deflate gate that they deflated the ball?
Well, the NFL still investigating. They still investigating, trying to see, trying to find out what happened with the balls. The New England coach, Belichick, he just got off the air. He just did a press conference, and the only thing he said was, "I don't have any knowledge about how the footballs are inflated. How many pounds they inflated? I don't have any knowledge about none of that. So you asking the wrong person. Basically, that's what.
Right.
That's what he's saying. So now it looks like Brady gonna have a press conference sometime, either late today or tomorrow, about this. And he actually seemed like Belichick seemed like he telling everyone to ask Tom Brady about this because Brady is the one that worked with the footballs and he worked closely with the equipment manager and he actually said that he liked a deflated ball. He liked to use a deflated ball. That's what Brady said.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I you know, if you hang on, listen to the show. I got a take on this myself. I know you lived in Boston for a long time, Hard, and I know you got a little soft spot in your heart about about New England and all, and I'm not a New England basher or anything like that, but you know, I got my opinion about it.
Go ahead. That's where we live in this beautiful US of A.
That is. So you hang on, buddy, listen to the show. All right. Hey, tell Trace I say hello too, man.
All right, you do the same.
All right, bud. So again, guys, now we heard from a Patriots fan, and I understand that, and he's right. I mean, they whether it was deflated ball or overinflated ball or whatever it was, you know, the Colts didn't have a chance. So, you know, I don't think that it really matters as far as the ball being inflated or deflated. Here's the deal. The reason everyone's so up in arms about this situation is because the past, what has happened to the New England Patriots in the past, they were caught filming other teams, filming their plays and this and that, and they have a track record of being a little shady. So because of that, anything that happens is going to be blown out of proportion. Now, if it was any other team, then, you know, you probably would not have heard as much about it as you're hearing about it with the Patriots. Again, I have no ill feelings about the Patriots. I mean, I'm not for them. I'm not against them, okay? But, again, you know, they beat the Colts like, you know, like they stole something. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen come Super Bowl Sunday, but all of this is going to be rehashed on Super Bowl Sunday. All the deflate gate and the balls being deflated and all this stuff going to be, it's part of me. The media look for things to write about. They look for things that you and me want to read about. They look for things that you and me are going to be interested in. Something like the way I do my show. I think of topics, people give me topics, things like this, and I put it out there as far as something that I think that you guys want to hear, that you guys want to speak about, or that even that I want to speak about, okay? And so if I get a topic out there that's super interesting, like today, I mean, I got a full house of people up on my show. There's no one else that can call into my show right now because all my lines are full. And I'm sure there are a lot of people listening online. I won't see my numbers till later on today, but this is an interesting subject. But today, you know, when Bill Belichick came on and said, "Yeah, I don't know nothing about this. Y'all talking to the wrong one." You know, then they wanted to ask him all these questions. What about your legacy? Yada, yada, yada. Well, this guy is, you know, he known for being shady, okay? And I don't know if this is going to, you know, put another black eye on his resume or whatever, you know, as far as football goes. But this guy back in the Super Bowl, okay, he could care less, all right? He, you know, he trying to keep this stuff out of his mind. He trying to concentrate on the game. But there's no way that you can do that when there's constantly things out there all the time about you deflating the football. Okay? You got guys on TV and these analysts and all this saying that the balls were deflated. They can hold on to them better. They can catch them better and all this stuff, which may be true. Okay? Which may be true. I know when I played basketball, if we had a ball that was a little less firm, so to speak, you know, I could palm it in one hand, and I could move it better. I could maneuver with the ball better. Okay? So that makes sense to me. All right? And because of the rain and all this that was in New England over the weekend, they deflated the balls. Hey, it happened. We got to move on. Right? But again, it's put a black eye on New England, and that's all they're going to be talking about come Super Bowl Sunday. I guarantee you the cameras are going to be in the room, all right, when the officials look at the balls. Now, there's something else that I found out since all this been going on, and maybe you don't know this, but they had an official. He's a retired football official. He said that before the game, each team has 12 footballs that they're going to use for the game, and the referees go in there and they check each ball from each team. And once they check the balls, I don't know how they check them. I don't know if they sticking something in them, trying to see how many pounds they got, the pounds of air they have in them. I don't know how they do it, but they say they check them, right? And then they give them to the team's equipment manager, and he takes them on the field. Okay? So, and so that's supposedly what happens before the game. Then he said that during the game, if the official get a ball and he takes the ball and feel like it's not right, it doesn't have enough air in it or whatever, he'll throw the ball back off the field for another ball. Now, that's a lie. Okay? That's a lie. Yeah, I said it. That's a lie. There's no way that these guys are checking these balls while they're on the field. That's a lie. You know, you see the guy throw the ball in from the sideline to the umpire or whoever he is. He grabbed that ball, run, and sit it down. He's backing off trying to get out of the way. Right? He isn't checking no damn ball. He just grabbed that ball and sit it down, and he get out of the way. Especially if they're hurrying up. They trying to get, you know, they trying to save time. They trying to get a play going real quick. Hey, here, give me. Hey, he's clapping his hands. Give me a ball. And he getting it and he putting it down. He ain't checking the ball. So, you know, that's a lie. They may check them before they come out in the locker room, but they're not checking them on the field. Okay? That's a lie. So, you know, what I'm looking at is Brady's on the sideline telling the equipment manager, hey, let a little air out of these. Let a little air out of these. Those are the ones we're going to play with. Let a little air out of them. They're a little bit too hard. Let a little air out of them. Hey, if that's what he did, that's what he did. Right? But now what's the NFL going to do? What's the NFL office going to do? I don't know what they can do about that. Come on, guys. You know, let it go. But like I said, at the same time, when you're always into some stuff, like the Patriots do, you know, when you're always into some stuff, then, you know, anything that happens in your organization, hey, it's going to be it's, you know, it's going to go viral. Everybody's going to hear about it. Everybody's going to talk about it. Okay? And again, like Michael Jordan always said, they don't talk about people who are losing, people who are not in the, in contention. They talk about people who are relevant, people who are on top, people who are number one. Okay? So that's, you know, that's the deal. That's why they're being talked about, because they're in the Super Bowl. Now, if they had lost on Sunday, do you think at all that we'd hear anything about Deflategate? You wouldn't have heard anything about no balls being deflated. You wouldn't have heard anything about the NFL investigating the team. You wouldn't have heard none of that if they had lost. But because they won and now they're going to the Super Bowl, the biggest stage in the NFL, they got to talk about it. And again, you hadn't heard the last of this. 818-301-5834. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 922. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank. I'm calling from Atlanta. I just wanted to comment. Well, that's the whole point. Of course, that's why we're talking about it, because they're winning. But the flip side is they're winning because they're cheating. So, yeah, if they lost the game, we wouldn't be talking about it. But if the other team had been cheating too, maybe they could have caught more balls. Maybe they would have won. So, I mean, not in last week's case, but I'm just saying that puts a question over their whole season. So, you know, why are they winning? You know, why are they so successful? Because they've been the rules and they cheat. So, yeah, we're talking about it. So if they was losing, we wouldn't be talking about it. But maybe if they weren't cheating, they would have been losing. You see? See what I'm saying?
So you're saying that taking some air out of the ball is a way of cheating?
For sure. You got linemen out there that they don't know how to catch. They don't know how to catch balls. And you're taking the air out and making it easier for them to catch, and they're making these fantastic plays, then, yeah, that's cheating. That's unfair advantage. Otherwise, they threw the ball to the lineman, the heavier ball, he's a bit clumsy. He can't catch. You know, it wouldn't have been a completed play. So, you know, I'm just saying today.
Well, when you talk about catching, now, tell me something. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. If you got you got someone out there playing, you got a kid playing baseball, that kid or playing basketball or whatever, that kid can't catch a basketball. You saying that if you deflate the ball, then he'll be able to catch that basketball?
Basketball and baseball are rounds, and we used to catch round things. Football is oblong. It's a weird shape. Everybody can't catch a football. I mean,
okay,
that's just a fact.
A football. You got a kid out there who you throwing the ball to, and they can't catch the football. You think if you take a little air out of the football, that then he going to be able to catch it?
Yeah, because it's going to be softer, easier to handle. Smaller, all that. I think it'll help him catch the ball. And even if he was fumbling with it, he could grip it. Like you said, when you play the ball with air in it, you can.
I don't think so. If he can't catch that football, it don't matter if it got a little air in it or it's firm. If he can't catch
that football, he's not going to catch it. That's not what the professionals said. They said that the football with less air is softer and a lot easier to catch. That's what they said, and it's smaller. So I'm just going to let you know that.
Hey, thanks for your call. That's all the time we have, but I appreciate it. Join the show tomorrow, guys. 10 o'clock.
o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Green Show. Thanks, guys, and take care of yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow.
We fell in love. We were young and innocent. Do you remember how it all began?